We are Quick C 98.3. It is Brian and Trisha. So high-speed hand dryers, you know, that are in bathrooms?
Yeah.
You know, like you think, my first thought is that those are, you don't have to touch anything when you're using those. But
oh, I know where this is going. Those are disgusting.
Apparently, they spread germs. Impressively is the word that this uses. U.S. researchers found that using high-speed air dryers to dry hands actually left people with more contamination on their hands compared to using a paper towel to dry off.
Yep.
And the dryer also spread more germs onto clothing and then transferred bacteria onto other surfaces, especially if they're those like super, this says high-speed hand dryers.
I've
you know
said
those
that
ones
my whole life.
That will like blow you out of the bathroom?
Dyson?
If the door opens.
Yeah. Yeah, those
scary.
The air blade dryers.
Oh, some of those are so loud and they're
looks
intimidating.
Like it's trying to cut a hole through your skin and your hand gets all flat.
Yeah, when your skin just kind of folds back, you know, it's like, ah.
It looks like a sci-fi movie when your arm moves through it. Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway.
I have said this my entire life, ever since I was smart enough to figure out, okay, all these germs are just floating around in this bathroom, the smells mm-hmm. and all that stuff. And this is just sucking those up and then blowing them on me.
Yeah.
I'd do just as good to drag my hands across my pants.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. Now, I have found myself using before where I wash my hands with soap and water, and then I don't want to use one of those, especially mm-hmm. ones that you have to touch the button
yes.
to start the air.
Well, elbow start it.
Yes, I will do that. But I will just wipe my hands on my jacket or my pants or shirt or whatever, you know, and that's probably not any better.
No, because I've been out in the public, so.
Yeah, but, oh. And
rule
touching
of thumb,
touching a doorknob on the way out of the bathroom. I like it when bathrooms are set up so that you can just push the door out.
Or some big box stores have the angle. Where there is no door.
Oh, right.
There's a right angle and then another right angle, so you can't see a straight line of
yeah,
sight into the
bathroom.
Yeah, but
not all places can, you know, are right. set up to be able to do that. But if you don't, if you aren't able to, if you have to use a door handle, you could use the bottom of your shirt and grab the door handle.
I've used the bottom of my shoe before.
Well, that's disgusting.
I was trying to get the door open and didn't want to touch it. I'm kind of a germaphobe.
Yeah, me and public bathrooms are, and I'm, yeah.
Number one, if I can avoid going to a public restroom, I will do that.
Yeah, me too.
Number two, if I have to use their facilities, I will make every effort to not touch anything I don't have to touch. And I will absolutely not touch the door if I can help it on the way out.
You know, there are just some places in my mind that I know that place has a clean bathroom. And so, you know,
yes.
you just kind of keep mental notes of it.
There are some chain restaurants and some places that I know of that are locally owned that I'm like, you know what? That's probably cleaner than my bathroom. I'm good there.
Yeah.
And then there are some where it's like,